Well, here we go. It's time because, as you know, it's Friday. Rieger Reviews It, sponsored by Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Break free from January cabin fever and cozy up at Jimmy D's Restaurant and Lounge for a hot corned beef, Dinty, or Reuben sandwich. Proudly serving their legendary Wigley's corned beef sandwiches since 1987. Stacked high and modestly priced. That's Jimmy D's on Grosbeck in Clinton Township. Wigley's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Hello, Mr. Rieger.
Paul W., how are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you. It's a day filled with good family news for us. Edmund and Ann Thomas Battersby, our fearless leader, Ann, and Ed, of course, is our attorney. Barrister Battersby, always has been. So Veronica and Johnny Ebbing had their firstborn arrive to this great world of ours last night. Baby Jack, 7 pounds, 2 ounces, 21 inches long, and all are doing well.
Congratulations, that's great.
I mentioned in my text, Johnny has a really nice full beard. I kind of thought Jack might be born with a beard, but he was not, as it turns out. And then the other family news. Your mama, Freda Rieger, celebrated her 83rd birthday this week, and we're happy to be able to mention it while her son, the successful one, that would be you. David always refers to one of his other brothers as the successful Rieger brother.
That's correct, yes, Eric.
Out of Dave, Jeff, and Eric.
Yes, correct, yes.
I think it's the successful one, the locally famous one, and then Dave.
Mike has it perfectly.
Come on.
Mike's got it perfectly, yeah.
Don't feed into that with him. Anyway, so your mom, proud mother of the three of you, and then some granddaughters, mm-hmm. Olive, who was on the show with you before, Ayla, am I saying that
Ayla? Yeah, correctly.
And Ellie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So congratulations. Did you do something fun with your mother? Did you take her somewhere? Are you going to take her somewhere? Are you doing
something? We're trying to, as you know, with the complex schedules that we all work, we're trying to figure out a day to go out to eat. But I would like to add another birthday today. My sister-in-law, Allison, Olive's mom, it's her birthday today.
Oh, all right. We both have Allisons in the family. That's my sister, my little sister, Allison.
You
so you've got an Allison.
Mm-hmm.
This is your sister-in-law?
Sister-in-law, Jeff's wife, yeah.
And that would be, as you pointed out, would be Olive's mom. Very
yes.
good. We met her. Well, we met
you did.
Him.
You did,
We met
yes.
her, too. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good. You met the whole family.
I met the whole doggone family, and yet I still haven't been invited to any of the parties.
You know what?
Dead silence. Did
open,
you notice that?
Open invitation, as always.
All right. Okay.
Invite them out for your mom's birthday, Dave.
Yeah. When we get the date.
When you get a
I mean,
date.
It might be in March, but when we get the date.
March is better for me.
We'll call you.
Yeah, March is better. Okay. What are we starting with? Greenland 2, the migration in
yes.
theaters?
Get your Trump jokes aside. Yes, Greenland 2, migration. This is the sequel to the 2020 film Greenland. And this story takes place about 5 to 10 years after the original film, after the interstellar comet Clark. Yes, they named it the comet Clark. It had decimated Earth, and the Garrity family, they've been living in the safety of a deep underground bunker in Greenland. Well, as we get to the beginning of the sequel here, they are getting cracks in that bunker, and they have to move and leave and go to the only place that has, like, good air and water, and that's in the south of France. So the story kind of goes around them trying to go from Greenland to France and all of the different difficulties that they face. And
right.
we do have a clip.
Let's listen.
Everybody says, sir, this is a new normal.
For those we've lost.
Oh, we're going on 5 years now? So it isn't all that new. They're definitely a normal.
I hate this place. All right, come here.
Listen, bud, I know it's tough being stuck down here. It's too dangerous outside.
Be advised, we've got a radiation storm north of your location.
Open the door! Get it open!
Our situation is getting worse. Do we think there's anywhere that's safe from all of this?
We believe the crater walls prevent the radioactive storms from forming, making it a safe zone.
There could be breathable air,
drinkable water.
It's installed in France.
How exactly are we going to get there?
I'll take care of you both till my last breath.
Huh. So, yes.
Well, at least we know his last breath would be at least good, clean air.
Correct. Yes.
Let me just ask the team. Am I the only one that did not see Greenland 1?
No.
I didn't even know there was a Greenland 1.
Okay. All right. So I don't feel alone.
Sounds like the teacher from Charlie Brown was featured, though, at the end of that clip.
So Dave, you saw Greenland 1,
yes,
apparently.
Yes, I did see Greenland 1. I'm a big Gerard Butler fan. He plays the father in this movie. I'm going to give it a two. I'm going to give it 2.5 Wigglies. It kind of is what you expect in this kind of post-op movie, when there's like the world is destroyed and they're trying to find, you know, air that doesn't have radiation and water and what they might find out there and creatures and whatnot and kind of people going crazy. So,
all right. Two and a half Wigglies,
yes.
For Greenland 2, mm-hmm. The Migration in theaters now. We also have a show that I have never seen, but I know I'm going to love it because I love Noah Wiley, and you're going to tell me this has been going on for years and I didn't even know it. It's called The Pit on HBO Max. Two seasons. Season 2, let's listen to this one.
And so it begins.
Is this your last shift?
For a while, yeah.
Maybe he's trying to outrun some old ghosts.
It's gonna be a lot of time to self-reflect. Sure you could handle that?
Is this a drill?
Westbridge Hospital has shut down all the computer systems.
Are we next?
We're about to go analog.
Charged! Clear! We all need help from time to time. Unification, a miracle. The most important thing?
I could use a second set of hands!
Because it will never stop offering.
I tell myself that every day.
You know, that was, I mean, I didn't mean to laugh, but I had to laugh when they go, we're going to go back to analog.
Yeah, that's one of the big things in this season of The Pit. By the way, Noah Wiley, I also a big fan of ER, Dr. John Carter. What's interesting is all those years of playing Dr. Carter on ER, he never won an Emmy, and yet he won a couple Emmys for season 1 of The Pit. It's very good. This season, he is going, he's working his final shift. He's going to start a 3-month sabbatical to address his pandemic-induced PTSD. So he's clashing with the new temporary replacement.
But he will make it through this whole season, I hope.
Oh, I'm sure he will. And but it's 4th of July weekend. They have a technological failure. They have to go analog. This came out yesterday, and I'm going to give it 4 Wigglies because I love the first season. So I'm guessing that the second season, the rest of is going to be great.
Can I go on and see the first season? Because I like to follow it in
order. Yes, 100%. HBO Max.
All right. Yep. I love that. It's The Pit. And, yeah, we're big fans of Noah Wiley. And there haven't been shows like ER or Hill Street Blues or Boston Legal or way back.
Saying Elsewhere. Cheers. Yeah, exactly.
This sounds like it could be. Well done, Dave Rieger. Happy birthday to Mom. Rieger Reviews It. Sponsored by Wigley's Famous Eastern Market Corned Beef and, of course, the good folks at Jimmy D's Restaurant and Lounge. And coming up on this Friday, JR Afternoon with Ryan Ermani. After I thank the team, Mike Persons, Daniel Mason, Rich Luzinski, Marie Osborne, Dave Rieger, Ann Thomas, and Kim Smith. Have a great weekend. Regards, Paul W. Smith.